This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Fresh back from a 2-week vacation. Good to be back here. And thank you so much to the people that are reaching out on Textando at 51059. It's good. It's good to be back in studio.
You know, though, one thing we did not cover, we talked about the avalanche, yep, all that stuff, but we didn't cover the paintball almost champion of the world.
Oh. Yeah, he was giving me the rundown on that earlier this morning.
Was.
Yeah,
Schmidl,
of course he did.
His team finished second.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a, what's it called, the Pro Series or something?
It's the NXL, the National X-Ball League.
Oh,
yeah. National. And we won a we took second at a major.
A major award.
Yeah.
Now, it's structured kind of like golf.
Have you ever
four majors a year.
Have you ever completely won it outright?
We did last year, but that was in Division II, and then this year we bumped up to the semi-pro division. We thought it would take a little bit longer to podium, but we took second place, and it was only our second tournament in this division.
When is the big celebration in the parade downtown?
Stop asking questions.
Are we doing a parade downtown?
It's next week.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
This
is
kind of a hit it and quit it kind of thing. Yeah. But we can go into details.
He gets in the weeds in it.
He really does. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. Solid.
I'm texting my wife to send me a tile picture. We had a huge problem over the weekend.
What happened?
Mold.
Oh.
Bad. What does mold do to you?
Kills you. It
really?
Grows in your
does
lung.
It really?
Yeah, it killed my...
Yeah, the spores.
Yeah, it killed my my girlfriend's dad.
So,
they lived
did
on
it
a,
really?
Yeah, they lived on a pond, and it got it in his lungs.
Well, I never really thought that much about it, but we had a guy that was over, and he and I were doing some work outside yesterday, day before yesterday, and my wife yells. She goes, come in, we have a leak. So it's a downstairs bathroom, and we get in there, Jamie, and it's a bubble like a big cyst.
Oh, no.
It's huge. I mean, it's this big. I know you can't see it on radio, but it's
so
big. Water.
No, but is that a lining or something? What's the bubble?
The
made
lining
out?
from the ceiling.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I guess whatever paper is over the the plaster or whatever, and so it had bubbled, and so we punched it.
No.
To much like a cyst.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You should have waited until you got everything ready.
We did. Oh, we got
okay.
a bucket.
Right.
We got all that stuff.
Okay.
No. Remember, I had a guy over there. Now, I would have screwed it up and punched it and got a face full of water
with
mold.
Yeah.
But this guy, he knew what to do. So we got it all prepped up and punched it. It's the darkest, blackest, it's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life.
Okay, so what you gotta do is you gotta put some bleach into a squirt bottle and squirt the sumbitch to death.
Yeah, well, he told us that, and we've been doing that,
okay.
so he knows what he's doing. But man, did he take precaution. This guy literally got in a hazmat suit so that he could deal with this mold. I didn't realize it was that deadly.
Well, I think when you disturb it, like I have some mold in the cabin, but it's not disturbed. So I don't really worry about it because it's just over there. I see it and it sees me.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to jump on me, you know? And when I'm in the cabin, I leave all the windows open and stuff, but I do see it, but I'm not going to disturb it. I'm just going to let it be for right now.
Because if you disturb it, it gets in the air. Is that it?
I think the spores get in the air, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
we had to go buy the N95, got to make a run down to Ace Hardware, got to do all that. And then it turns out that it's a leak from the toilet from the upstairs bathroom. So now you got to go up there, remove the toilet, break up all the tile. Oh, it's God. A brand new bathroom.
It is a brand new
bathroom. I just bought it like 3 years ago.
No, I know. I remember when you went through the remodel.
So today, she's sending me a picture. I have to go to the tile store to try to find the matching tile to replace all this.
Oh, good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
What a headache it's been.
It is, because that's a brand new remodel.
It's a brand new.
Oh, my
brand
God.
New. Yeah.
But you know, we knew, wait, because I'm involved in your life, we knew we were going to have problems when that guy didn't even put the nails and studs. He put it all the way through the drywall, and you saw him fit in the closet.
Oh.
Remember when you opened that closet
about
and you're like
30 nails.
Shut up.
No, I'm not
seriously.
Kidding.
No, we moved something on the top shelf in the closet, and when we did, it was just all nails. It looked like a bed of nails. It looked like a bed of nails. It did. And we're like, what in the hell is this? And they had to come back out and clip the nails and then plaster over that. But yeah, it was.
That was a problem.
That was a good sign.
Yeah, that was.
That was a good sign that things could go bad down the road, right?
So one time I had a really bad leak, and this is what I did. Don't do this, but I did this because I'm also terrified of mold. And so where the leak was, I just poured bleach right where the leak was, and it ate away my carpet.
You know what?
But I knew I was going to have to get new stuff anyway. Yeah.
You're right, but that's better than the mold itself.
So.
Because, again, with the precaution that this guy took with this mold, I didn't realize that it was that bad. I knew that it wasn't good for you, but I didn't realize it was deadly.
Hold on. Schmidl's got the details.
Well, it says some people are sensitive to molds. For those people, exposure is going to cause stuffy nose, wheezing, red or itchy eyes or skin, and then for people who are like super allergic to it, it can do stuff such as acute idiopathic pulmonary hemorrhage, memory loss, lethargy, and other stuff.
You know, that's why we go to you.
Yeah,
big words
for that for those explanations.
Lethargy.
Yeah. So we're gonna start up. So
well, it doesn't sound like this one says it'll kill you. Why have I always thought it'll kill you?
It will kill you.
It can, yeah.
It doesn't say anywhere in here it's going to kill you.
No, it doesn't.
No, my handyman said it will kill
That's
you.
That's from the CDC, too. Yeah. So I don't know.
But it doesn't say that it's going to kill you in this thing. Is put black mold.
Okay.
Because that's the good
kind. Yeah, black mold, yeah.
Yeah, because some of the mold is just mold spores that you find in the river, stuff like that, mm-hmm. where it'll kill your dogs.
Yeah.
That green stuff.
That's the stuff
that's algae. Green
that's
algae.
The stuff we have here in studio.
Yeah.
The mold spores.
It still just says chronic coughing, sneezing, irritation, eyes, mucous membranes of the throat, nose, rashes, chronic fatigue, and persistent headaches.
How about this one? Hit. Can you survive black mold? We're going to find one that says it's going to kill you.
Yeah, we want a deadly prognosis.
The short
here.
Answer for most healthy people is no, black mold won't kill you, and it is unlikely to make you sick. I had black mold in my house until I was like 18 or like 19.
You turned out great. Right.
And
yeah.
do you have lethargy?
Well, that explains some of your reading this morning from the internet.
Hey, we're all a little rusty. We're all a little rusty.
I don't know if that's a declaration for mold.
Well, I feel better now because it says the short answer is most healthy people know black mold won't kill you, and it's unlikely to make you sick. Well, we've been told a lie.
Yeah, well, but that doesn't explain the precaution that this guy took because he was deathly afraid of it.
It's on the internet. It must be true.
He went and bought goggles. He had to have the N95 mask. He wouldn't use a regular mask. He had to suit up everything in order to take care of this.
Here's another article. It says, this is from Healthline. Can black mold kill you? Fortunately, not. So...
Well, then I'm not going to fix it. You know, I mean, a four-year-old with mold, it's not going to be that
well,
big
look
a deal.
What it did for Schmidl.
I mean, Schmidl, you dealt with it until you were 18 years old.
Yeah.
Good,
maybe even
man.
Longer.
Hey, I feel better this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, 63 degrees right now. I really thought that when we were in Florida that we were going to get stuck there with all these airline cancellations.
I know, I thought about you guys.
Yeah, man. And you went to Los Angeles.
And it was...
Was it?
Oh, my God. It was horrible. So, listen, I got there 2 hours beforehand. Thought I had plenty of time. And I upgraded to a first-class ticket, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be fine. So, I go around. First class is closed. It says military and handicap only. So, I was like, okay, well, that's fine. But the line is all the way to baggage claim. The line to get through security.
Now, this is DIA?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the way to baggage claim. And so then I look at all these people in that clear. Yep. The clear line was also equally as long. Oh. And so was the check.
TSA pre-check.
And so I saw a person with a child that was handicapped. And handicapable. And I said, you know what? You don't have to, because the little girl was freaking out and they'd been standing there already for an hour in pre-check. And so I said, you know what? If you go over around there, I said, there's a place where it used to be first class, but it's for you and your daughter. And she's like, are you sure? I said, I promise. It says it's open for you. And they were so happy. Yeah. And I watched them go around and they went right through. But then on the other wing, on the other side, so I walked over there just to see if first class was available. Yeah. It was. But it was crazy. It didn't matter if you did pre-check or clear or anything.
Just a madhouse.
We flew out on a Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, threw everything in the vehicle, went out to the airport, DIA, got out to the airport around, I don't know, 3:30, something like that, thinking it's going to be a breeze. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay because it's so early in the day. And just like you, the pre-check, all that, you know, all that clear stuff and all that was backed up forever. And we were all the way back to the luggage, just like you, the luggage where you claim it, and it went all the way. It went all the way to the end of the airport. It was unbelievable. It took us an hour and 15 minutes just to get through security.
At 3:30 on a Sunday morning?
At 3:30, 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I mean, you should see the clear and the check people, clear and TSA pre-check. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you think you get like, kind of like, hey, I bothered to buy this service, especially clear, and they are as far back as everybody else.
Oh, you're so mad.
And then you get it in your head because when you go and you go to your destination, like I went to Florida, you went to LA. Once you get there, you start reading of all the cancellations.
I know.
And it gets in your head and you're like, uh-oh, am I going to get home? Are we going to make it?
Well, and I asked the guy, I said, I go, how's your day going? Because people were mad. I mean, people were furious. And everybody was missing their flights. Everybody was. There was no way. And I'm like, how's your day going? I go, it doesn't seem like... Because people are so mean to him. And he's like, you know, I'm dealing with it. I would feel the same way. And I was like, wow. He goes, it is ridiculous. He said, we're so short-staffed. And he said, I get why everybody feels this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We arrived back in Denver, and literally, it looked like a homeless camp. Encampment because people were sleeping everywhere. I guess the flight before at that terminal had been canceled or whatever. They'd been there all night, and people were everywhere. Asleep, lying on the floor, using their shoes as pillows. Oh, it was crazy out there.
Well, then I took an Uber to LAX to get on my flight, and then there was a bomb threat, and we were all stuck in traffic.
I saw your post, and I was like, there's really?
Mad, because I was like, telling the Uber guy, I'm like, when did LA traffic become, I mean, like, because this is bad, and he's like, I don't know. And so I look at my phone. There's a bomb threat. It's all shut down.
They closed all those.
So I stayed at a hotel right by the airport.
This is a report of Delta Airlines from the 4th of July weekend.
The busy summer travel season is upon us. And with it, sometimes comes the overbooking of a flight. Yeah. Something Todd McCrum just experienced firsthand.
We get to the airport early, like at 5 a.m. It's very, very crowded.
When they got to their gate, the airline staff made this announcement.
But we are very overbooked. We need several people to bump if they're willing. We're now offering $5,000.
Todd initially thought it was a joke or that the airline needed 10 people to give up their seats.
All right, now $5,000. That's the initial offer, right?
Right.
Okay, $5,000. Man, I'm the first person in line, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn where I'm headed.
Until you know what happens next.
I could be headed to my own wedding.
I know, but listen to what happens next.
And they had $5,000 to give collectively to the passengers.
I looked at my wife, and she's like, no, we're not doing it. We're going home.
So the couple board.
Man, I don't know. I'd have to talk my wife out of that one. Wouldn't you? I mean, $5,000 just to catch another flight?
I know, but I guess nobody took it yet.
Boarded the plane. And that's when Todd says the flight attendant announced they still needed people to give up their seats.
And we're now offering $10,000.
Yeah! No, that's not true. That is not a true story.
It is true because they had people verify it.
No, Snopes this. You got to Snopes this.
I swear because Newsweek or whatever said that they hadn't verified it yet. And so they thought it was just kind of this guy making it up.
Yeah.
But then other passengers backed it up that they did say $10,000.
Holy moly.
Is that?
And that's when Todd says the flight attendant announced they still needed people to give up their seats.
And we're now offering $10,000. I look at my husband going, honey, we got to do this. And she's like, no. And then the lady says, the stewardess says, and we paid immediately.
But his wife still didn't want to do it. All in all, Todd saw at least four people take the offer and hop off the plane.
And it was in credit. It was in flight credit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in this instance, you get the $10,000, hire a lawyer, and you divorce that lady. That's what you do. Because if she can't make better decisions than that, you don't need to be married to her.
Yeah,
you do not.
But I mean, but I think you're thinking like probably in your head, but I think almost positively it's flight credit, right?
Actually, this story says that it was via Apple Pay, so they would put money directly
cash.
Into your
really?
Apple Pay cash, or cash. They would give you a Visa gift card.
Divorce that woman!
Yeah. Yeah. Divorce that woman! That is a dumb woman!
Take that money!
Right?
Gotta get rid of her!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A lot of people on social media this morning, they are complaining about the fireworks going too late into the evening in certain neighborhoods. Boom,
everybody's neighborhood. Here's the thing is that we got rain last night, and so I think a lot of people thought, well, you know what? I won't burn down the neighborhood now. Because it's raining, so we'll go ahead and just light these suckers off.
Yeah, this is the best time to do it.
Let them roll.
Yeah.
Let them roll. And then I guess a lot of people were firing fireworks in some of these big boomers that you get out of Wyoming. And they were firing them late into the night, like 11 o'clock, 12 midnight, the 1 o'clock
in
the morning.
2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
It was nonstop.
Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I was dead asleep, and then kaboom. I'm like, what?
Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
Has anyone, and this is for Texanado at 51059, has anyone ever had a citation or arrested for fireworks?
Oh,
because I don't know anyone that has. Now, I know people that light them and run like hell. I've done that before.
Yeah.
But has anyone ever had the police come to your neighborhood and you literally get a citation to go to court over fireworks? Because I've never seen that. And watching the Fox News helicopter last night, they were going off on every street in town.
So here's something weird. Michelle was telling me she lives in Castle Rock. And so here's what's really weird. Castle Rock was allowing the sale of fireworks, but you can't shoot them off.
So you can buy them, but you can't.
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
Because of the stage, whatever. But I guess they'd already issued all the permits to sell them.
Yeah.
And they didn't know they were going to be in a stage one, whatever
right.
it was.
Yeah.
Well, so you can buy them, but you can't shoot them off.
We saw either last year or the year before, I can't remember exactly what it was, that the city of Denver actually, and even surrounding counties, had prohibited the fireworks because it was so dry those years.
Right.
And yet you had tents in every King Supers parking lot selling fireworks. I didn't understand that.
Now, what was the fire that was horrible over, Christmas?
The Marshall fire.
Yeah. They were really upset because they were doing fireworks. The town was.
Yeah.
And people are like, what are you doing?
I couldn't believe that when I saw that.
I know. People were mad. And I get it. I mean, you know, the whole town was basically destroyed.
Right.
And then they're going to do that. But they said it'll give people a time to celebrate and all that. I was just happy it rained because I felt like that took everybody down a notch.
And look at our next door and, you know, all these word of mouths and people complaining. Obviously, people with pets, dogs, they react they're scared. It scares the dogs.
Well, I even read a woman, her parrot went nuts.
What?
Yeah.
Her parrot?
Yeah, she's really upset on next door.
Just flying around the house
her
or something.
Her parrot went crazy because I guess everybody was staying up too late and lighting them off. But I did learn something today.
What's that?
Off the air. Why don't you tell Carson, tell him what you did. This is amazing.
All right, so I've got two dogs, and of course, everyone in my neighborhood shooting fireworks off last night. Big ones, and they got scared. They like to the point where they were panting, like freaking out. So before I went to bed, because I was like, hey, it's getting late. I got to go to bed. You guys are freaking out. I feel bad. But what I did is I put them in their mudroom where they typically sleep. Mm-hmm. And then I moved the Alexa from the kitchen to the mudroom. Oh. And I said, Alexa, play dog music.
Oh, man. I wish I'd thought of this.
Alexa had dog music.
No, me either.
I know.
Is it this?
It is this. It is soothing sounds, soothing music.
When I get home today, I'm going to see what else animals out
I
there.
I know, right?
Like elephant music. How about little donkey tunes? Man, I could have used this last night for myself.
I had no idea that there was Alexa dog music to keep
me
calm.
I will say, though, when the ads start playing right after it, it really ruins the vibe. There's an ad.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
But that's pretty amazing. I mean, I didn't even know that you could do that, because that was the number one thing on Nextdoor and all that is everybody's dogs were freaking out.
Yeah.
So who knew? You just throw them in a room, shut the door, and play this.
Before you mentioned the dog music, I thought you got in there and snuggled with him. Maybe do a little spooning with your dog,
right?
Just to calm her down, you know? BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next right here. It's a Tuesday.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I love this story. My kid told me about this, and I was like, that is it. I just love this. You know that Kate Bush song, Running Up That Hill?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't love it, but we're playing it. Anyway, it has earned her $2.3 million in royalties.
Whoa, already?
Already. Yeah.
Man, she's set for life.
Yeah, singer Kate Bush has earned... I mean, she's been irrelevant since 1985.
Yeah.
So she hasn't made a dime off, probably a little bit from, you know, some kind of elevator music thing. But yeah, $2.3 million in streaming royalties.
It's like she's hit the lottery.
I know.
I mean, this late in your career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get $2.3 million out of nowhere? Like, ta-da! Speaking of Stranger Things, Schmidl watched it. Don't tell anything, but it came out Friday?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just as good as any of the other seasons. I mean, it's fantastic.
But isn't it really, really, really long?
Yeah, the second part is split up into two episodes. The first one's an hour and 40 minutes, and the second one's 2 hours and 30 minutes. So when you binge it, it's forever. But
it's really good. 2 hours and 30 minutes for an episode?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even feel like I watched it for that long, though, because it's just like you're so entrenched in it. It's riveting the whole way. It's really good.
I watched a documentary about two tennis players.
You did?
Yeah, it was really intense. It was crazy. Kind of forgot most of it because it's like 2 a.m. and I had some wine.
Who were the tennis players? Do you remember that?
It was this one guy.
Yeah.
And this other guy.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. And they played tennis.
They were playing each other?
Yeah. Well, they were really competitive towards each other. And the one guy was just brought along with the family to train the other guy.
Yeah.
And then this is the crazy part. Then the one guy, he was like kind of having some booze and stuff, and you know, he wasn't really winning and stuff like that. And then one day he's like, I'm going to change my life.
No
and
kidding.
So he stopped drinking. He started going to bed at 6 p.m. And wow. he started training crazy, and I think he almost won Wimbledon, almost, or something.
So it was going to be a wonderful comeback, yeah. but it did really pan out.
I can't remember if he won or not.
I feel like you were watching the Rocky movie.
No, I definitely had wine, and I know it was about 2 a.m. And I know that I remember thinking to myself, I should probably stop having a glass of wine and sleep at 6 p.m. Yeah. yeah. That's why that part
I'm curious, though, who it was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Huh. Two hot guys.
Man, the next time you're drinking wine okay. and you run across that tennis movie, yeah, try to jot down some notes for me.
It's on Netflix. It was really good. Yeah, really good. You felt for him.
Now that tennis world, man. Ooh, it's crazy.
It's really competitive. All right. Ricky Martin, man, he's not having a good week. So first of all, his former manager has sued him. She's saying that he owes her like $2 or $3 million, and that she helped him get out of all kinds of scandals, but she wouldn't tell us what they were. She said there was lots of scandals that she helped fix along the way, and she said that he would not help her with them, and that he owed her $2.3 million or something like that in royalties. I just made that number up. I don't know what it was, but and so she's suing him, and now a guy is suing him too. I think it's a guy.
Poor Ricky.
I know,
poor
right?
Poor Ricky.
Yeah, there's this person that said that they were dating, even though it's not his husband. They were dating, and that he broke up with Ricky, and now Ricky's stalking him, and he got a restraining order against him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It has been a tough week.
I know,
You get hit with a $2 billion lawsuit.
Yeah, and then this guy
restraining says, order.
Yep. And says you're stalking
tough week.
Him. The other thing I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. I found. Well, I didn't. Schmidl did. Thank you, Schmidl. He found the music Drake sang on stage with the Backstreet Boys. I Want It That Way. And here it is.
So over the vacation break, I saw where, I think it was the Backstreet Boys. It could have been New Kids on the Block or somebody like that. But they're doing one of those cruises again. You know, where like 50,000 women.
The Backstreet Boys are?
I think it's the Backstreet Boys.
New Kids, maybe. Maybe. They tried one. I think it
know.
Got canceled.
They're really old, though. I don't think the New Kids.
Yeah, they did.
The New Kids are the old kids now.
I watched a documentary about it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but I think the one I saw, I think it's the Backstreet Boys are doing another cruise. Okay. They all do them.
Yeah.
All do them. I don't think NSYNC does, but they all do them.
I did watch. I'm not lying. I watched a documentary about this stupid New Kids cruise. These women are crazy.
They're crazy.
They decorate their doors. Yeah. They decorate their doors to their cabins with all the New Kids stuff. They cut it out and they act like they're in high school and it's posters. And
these women are 55 years old.
They're crazy. They love them.
They're going nuts over these guys. They fill up the boat with all these women that were big fans and still are, obviously, of the group. And it's just a bunch of groupies that float.
Oh, he found out the information. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm seeing the Backstreet Boys did a cruise in 2018.
One in 2021, but not. They don't know if they're going to do another one yet.
Oh, I hope they do.
I saw something during the break, and it was somebody doing a cruise.
I believe you. But remember, you tried to get on that one with the girl with the bad haircut? What was her name?
No, that was Kate. Kate Plus Eight. She was doing a cruise with her and the kids. And I tried my best to be a part of it, but they didn't sell enough tickets.
Yeah, they canceled because of lack of...
I love Kate.
I know you do.
She's hot. Oof. Now, the eight kids, that's a little bit of a barrier.
That's a lot for you, but...
Yeah, it is.
It's fine.
I just can't afford to feed that many.
I know. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. Prices are up, folks.
Man, that was a weird story, too, right? That whole thing, that John guy, and then that one label. What was that label? The guy had all this really cool artwork and stuff, and then John Gosling started wearing it, and he said that it crashed the label. Nobody would... wear it anymore.
Yeah, I forgot what the name of that was.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It had like lighters at 7-Eleven and stuff.
What was it? Somebody on Textnado will tell us. But I've always looked at it like this with Kate because I think Kate's pretty attractive. And you take a look at John. John, not so much. John's he looks a little wimpy to me. So I've always figured, like, I've got a shot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If she married that.
Yeah.
Then I've got a chance. Well, come right. on.
And you're kind of wimpy.
Not as wimpy as him.
Well, but
I think he's a little wimpy.
I don't know. You kind of get. I forgot. You're the boss at home.
That's right. I run that castle.
You run that. Yeah, you run that.
I run that place.
Oh, it's called Untold Breaking Point is the name of the tennis movie I saw.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
That's it.
And the clothing company was Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
That's right. Oh, he destroyed them.
Yeah.
He destroyed that brand. That brand was so cool.
It was
hip.
So
You're
big.
Right, Jamie.
Yeah.
And then John Gosling got caught wearing it.
All the time.
And it made the tabloids. Yeah, several pictures did. And it buried the company.
You know, the guy blamed him. He simply said, because that guy was always wearing my prints. You know, yep. it's like when Garth Brooks wore those squares where yep. he was like blocked out.
Well,
but everybody wore those.
Well, it's like what I've done to socks and flops. I've killed the trend. It was taken off there for a while.
It was, and then,
then
yeah.
I started to in the yeah. toilet, man.
See where he says in 2013, it says, Ed Hardy says, in 2013, John Gosling tanked my clothing brand. He sure did, didn't he? Let's see here. Amber Heard, she wants her the thing dropped. People hate her.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, and when this came out that they filed something,
yeah. And then you got to figure over the break that we were on, when the news came out that Disney is in talks with Johnny Depp to do Pirates, another series
yeah,
of that,
you know what?
For $300 million.
No, I watched TMZ, and Harvey said that wasn't true.
Well, it was everywhere on social media.
No, I saw it everywhere, too, and they were talking about it, and Harvey said it's not true at all.
Well, even Johnny's team came out and said this is not...
Yeah, it blew up, though. It blew up. Everybody ran with it, and everybody was sharing it, but it's not true.
Because you got that $300 million yeah. deal out
if
there.
If you're Disney, you're dumb not to do it.
Well, yeah, I agree. But the problem is Johnny Depp had said he'd never work for him again.
Yeah.
So that's why he was like, are you going to take the money? And I'm sure he's going, where's the money?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah.
$300 million, if it were true.
You know, I was looking at Johnny the other day, and I was watching something because he's with Beck. He needs some veneers.
Yeah.
His teeth have got, man.
Yeah. He's so... But he's rode hard and put up wet, you know. He's a guy, yeah. He's partied hard.
He has.
So it takes a toll. You remember, that happened to Charlie Sheen, too, remember?
Yeah.
He lost all of his teeth because he got all druggy.
Yeah,
I think Johnny. I think Johnny's on the same track.
Yeah. The other thing, I want to apologize to anybody that was floating on inner tubes on the river. And if you got shot by a chicken... I'm sorry. My friends got out of control and they were shooting people with chickens.
Yeah, and I don't think that needs any further explanation. Yeah. If you got hit by a chicken.
While you're on a tube, inner tube, floating down the river and by a bunch of girls.
They apologize.
Sorry. All right, there you go. Tell me, Josh.
Self-explanatory, isn't it? Yeah. All right, 7:38, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.